It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Picks Thursday, a Thanksgiving Thursday edition of the mighty RTFP presented by DraftKings, America's number one rated sportsbook app. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Happy Thanksgiving to Brian, everybody. Yes, this is a fresh new podcast. I think I'm actually wearing the same shirt I wore yesterday. For those of you that watch on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. That's because I'm about to work out right after this podcast, and I want to wear this shirt to work out and then throw it in the dirty clothes. So there you have it. A little behind the scenes there that you wouldn't get anywhere else. We will have a spread the word winner tomorrow. We will have a sponsor confirmation email winner and a YouTube shout out winner tomorrow. So, man, we give out a lot of winners here. All you have to do is comment on our YouTube page ever, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Subscribe and comment. And when you do, I see those and I pick one and I give you a cameo style shout out. People pay $25 for those video style shout outs I give you guys for free. That comment on our YouTube page, spread the word winner. I think most of you are familiar with that. It's just truly appreciated when you engage on any of the various social media platforms. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL, and we are at Ross Tucker Pod, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, the deal. And then we got a lot of good sponsors this week. We always try to keep the sponsor page at rostucker.com fresh so that you know sort of our latest sponsors that we've been telling you about on the podcast. So you don't always have to remember. You can just go to rostucker.com, go to the sponsors tab, be like, oh yeah, that's the one that sounded good. Or yeah, I want to do that one. Because there's one today, Bambi, that is awesome for those of you that are involved in small businesses or have HR departments or whatever. You'll enjoy the Bambi read a little bit later. I did want to say, you know, quickly, just a quick thanks and appreciation for each and every one of you. You know, I guess the first thing I would say is I think I want all of you to know that I am truly thankful and grateful for, I guess, the life I live, the jobs that I have, the opportunity to talk on a lot of different platforms about football. I mean, I feel extremely blessed, extremely fortunate. But in particular, I am so thankful for each and every one of you, most of whom choose to spend 30 minutes plus of your day, pretty much every day, listening to what I have to say about football. Wow. I'm honored and I'm extremely thankful for each and every one of you all year round, but especially here on a day that's about giving thanks. So thank you, each and every one of you. Have an awesome, awesome day. Let's roll, Bri.
The Big Show.
Well, you mentioned, Ross, yesterday about the Ravens-Steelers game. Well, it did get postponed, which unfortunately means you are going to stay home with the family for the rest of the day today.
Right. So first of all, I forgot to give the patron shout-out, Bri. I just realized that. Spencer Gutierrez. Love it. Keep them coming. Patreon.com/RTMedia. We are racking up the new patrons. Now, listen, I know most of you really just want to see the even money picks on paper and not have to write them down while you're listening. I get that. But I'm hoping that you can engage in some of our different threads on our private Slack channel for the Tuckheads and enjoy it, because I think you will. I know I do. So anyway, enough said there. And then, yeah, you know, Bri, I kind of saw it coming, you know, based on some of the tweets from Adam Schefter and others. I think I explained this yesterday. It's unfortunate because I end up, you know, losing the opportunity to call one of these Thanksgiving Day games today, and I lose the paycheck that comes with it. But I really make a concerted effort in life to try to look at the positive side of things, to try to look at the bright side, right? First of all, this year with college games, NFL games, you win some, you lose some. There have been a lot of games postponed, canceled, whatever. You win some, you lose some. That's just the way it is. But what this means is I actually am home for a decent amount of Thanksgiving for the first time in, man, as long as I can remember, probably since my daughters were born, about I'm usually calling a game on Thanksgiving. It's been that way for at least 4 or 5 years, maybe 6 or 7. So it'll be nice. Now, I will leave today at, you know, I don't know, 2:30 to get to Buffalo in time to get in the late COVID testing window for CBS because I'm doing that Kent State Buffalo game on Saturday. So the COVID testing window is 6 to 8. So I'll probably leave at like 2:30, get there at 7:30. It's a 5-hour drive to Buffalo. But I will be able to eat the Thanksgiving Day meal with my family, which, like I said, I can't remember the last time I did that. So, yeah, you know, would I love to be announcing a game today? Absolutely. Would I love the paycheck that goes with it? Of course. But I'm going to really just appreciate and be thankful for actually getting a chance to be home for part of Thanksgiving, experiencing that, because there's a lot of years where I'm away and I'm a little sad and I miss them and I wish I could be there. So I am going to look at that as a positive. For those of you that care, you know, Westwood One won't do the Ravens-Steelers game on Sunday because Westwood One just does games when it's the only game on. If Westwood One did the game on Sunday, you know, it wouldn't be on very many stations because most of the radio stations are already committed to either local broadcasts of their games or Sports USA where Brian works or Compass Media, different networks, right? So it doesn't make sense for Westwood One to do the game. If it were a standalone game, if they did it Saturday night or, you know, Sunday night or whatever, Monday, like 5 o'clock, like that one Chiefs-Bills game, then yes, I think Westwood One would do it. But Sunday afternoon, they wouldn't. I wouldn't be surprised if they had moved it to Monday, Bri. If the Ravens didn't play the following Thursday, they probably would have. They probably would have done the Monday doubleheader thing again. But the Ravens play next Thursday, December 3rd. So I know a lot of Steelers fans and players are upset, but this isn't what the Ravens want either. You know, now they got to play, I believe it's the Cowboys, when the Cowboys get a full week of rest and prep, and the Ravens will be on a short week now playing Sunday and again Thursday. So trust me, this is not what the Ravens wanted. It's definitely not what I wanted. And I think I made this clear yesterday, but just to confirm, this is not being postponed for competitive issues. It's not. It's being postponed because the NFL has now had 3 or 4 days in a row where the Ravens have had multiple positive tests. They don't want the guys traveling yesterday or traveling today and playing in a game today when there could be COVID-positive players out there on the field and traveling with the rest of the team. Doesn't make sense. They got to make sure, and this game might end up getting postponed again from Sunday, by the way, because if there's COVID positives today and then again tomorrow, they're not going to play that game on Sunday.
Which if it does and it goes, what do they talk about that week 18 scenario? Well, if that happens, then you're back in business doing a game.
Very likely, yes, Bri. That's very likely the case. So what am I rooting for now? Am I rooting for more Ravens players to get COVID positive? No, I'm not. I'm not that selfish. Yes, I like to self-promote things. Yes, I am trying to build a few small businesses, and that takes a lot of effort and a lot of work and a lot of promotion, whether it's Go Big Recruiting or My Front Page Story or the Ross Tucker Podcast Network. Yeah, I'm not like that, man. It's not worth it. Like, I have enough perspective there. I hope there's no more Ravens positives because it's not good for anybody when there is. So that's the deal. And it makes perfect sense to me that they postponed it. Steelers players are frustrated. I don't blame them. This is the they're getting no off time essentially this year, you know, because they were going to have a bye week earlier in the year That got kiboshed when they had to push the Titans game back to their bye week after they had been practicing all week for the Titans game back in week three or whatever. And now they were going to get this weekend off after playing tonight. And now that happened as well. I'd be very frustrated if I played for the Steelers, because you want a couple days off in a row. You want to have some breathing time. It's unfortunate, but there's a lot of things about this year and this virus that are extremely unfortunate. Speaking of it, by the way, when you're running a business, HR issues can kill you. Trust me, I talked to my wife about this. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, HR manager salaries aren't cheap, an average of $70,000 a year. That's where Bambi comes in. B-A-M-B-E-E. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Go to Bambi.com/Tucker right now to schedule your free HR audit. By the way, what a great sponsor confirmation email. You just go to Bambi.com/Tucker and you can maybe be the sponsor confirmation email winner. That's spelled BAM to the BEE.com/Tucker.
Want to know which team is going to win every single game on Sunday? Then listen up.
Well, on Sunday and also on Thursday, we will start with the first of the two games today, Houston at Detroit.
This was the game I was originally going to be at until I switched to the Steelers-Ravens, because that would be much better for me until there was no game at all. But that is okay. As I said, I am absolutely thrilled to be able to watch the games with family. You know what? A couple thoughts on this game, right? Because I did a bunch of prep for this. The Lions, no Kenny Golladay. They're like a different team without that guy. Now, we'll see whether or not DeAndre Swift plays today. He could help them quite a bit. But no Kenny Golladay is not good for the Lions. I've talked about it a bunch of times here on the show. Greg Cosell's made it clear that Deshaun Watson's playing the best football of his career. Lions just got shut out by the Panthers. Matt Patricia is pretty much as good as gone. I just don't see the Lions rising to the occasion today. I like the Texans to win the game. I'll say 27-20. Maybe the Lions show some fight. 27-20 Houston.
Washington football team at the Dallas Cowboys.
The Ross Tucker Bowl. I love it. Make sure, please, that you are checking out on my Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL, I posted the game ball. I posted the video of when I run out of the tunnel and Troy Aikman's talking about me from the Washington-Dallas game back in 2002. I think you guys will really enjoy it. Those of you that haven't seen that walk-up video on our YouTube page, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. So I like Dallas. I like Dallas to win the game. Washington, I thought, was very fortunate. I've talked about this during the week, to be able to beat the Cincinnati Bengals. That doesn't happen if Joe Burrow gets hurt. And by the way, Ryan Finley was terrible. So terrible that he's not even starting this week for the Bengals. I'll get into that a little bit later. But I like Dallas to take care of business. I thought they really showed some new vim and vigor after the bye week. I thought Andy Dalton did a good job moving the offense. The O-line's better with Zach Martin at right tackle. Defense was physical. I thought the Cowboys were impressive. I'll go Dallas wins this game. And I think it's a little bit lower scoring. I'm going to say 23-16 Cowboys.
Now on to Sunday. Miami Dolphins at the New York Jets.
Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins gonna win. Look, the Jets have at least put scares into the last two teams. The Jets are covering the spread for those of you that listen to the Even Money podcast and are inclined to those sort of things. The spread here is 7 on the DraftKings app. I'll say I believe the Dolphins win the game. I don't think it's a no-brainer. I am very curious to see, Bri, if Tua struggles, how quickly would Brian Flores go to Tua Tagovailoa? Because now it's a thing. Now it's like a real thing. Now it's in his head, and we'll see whether or not if Tua struggles in the first half, he makes a change at halftime. This is actually going to be one of the more entertaining things for the rest of the year now, is to see what he does. I think they'll take care of business. Their defense is really good, playing very well. I like the Dolphins to win the game, and I think it's a similar score to what I just gave out. I think this is also like 23-16, Brian.
Arizona Cardinals and the New England Patriots.
Very intriguing game for both of these teams. Patriots have kind of been up and down. Cardinals had a little extra time after the Thursday night game to rest and heal Kyler Murray's shoulder, which is good. He needed that, it seemed like. I like Arizona to win the game. I did not like a lot of the things I saw from the Patriots against the Houston Texans. Patriots defense, not nearly what I thought they would be this year, or even what they've been in certain games. Sounds like there might be weather up in New England, so that's certainly a factor, but I'll take Kyler Murray. He can still scoot no matter what the weather is. Scoot is such a great word for a guy. It's like quick. He can still scoot. I'll take the Arizona Cardinals to win the game. I'm going to say 27-24, something like that. I think it's a good game.
Carolina Panthers and the Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings. I'll take the Vikings. I believe, it's funny, I don't know that I've gotten confirmation. I believe Bridgewater is back and will be playing against his former team. I know it means a lot to him. I just think Minnesota, I don't think Minnesota's going to lose 2 in a row. I think perhaps that game against the Cowboys was a little bit of a wake-up call. As of now on Thursday, you know, we don't have Teddy Bridgewater confirmed. We don't know about Adam Thielen for sure yet. So there's a lot of uncertainty to this one. I'll take the Vikings to win the game. And I think it's, how about this? Similar score to my last game, 27-24 Vikings. That sounds just about right to me.
Cleveland Browns and the Jacksonville Jags.
So I'm going to say the Browns win. This is interesting because Mike Glennon will be getting the start for the Jacksonville Jaguars. We didn't talk about this yesterday when we were talking about the game, when we were talking with Andrew Branks. We didn't know yet, but Mike Glennon is going to get the start for the Jags, their third different starting quarterback this year. He must look awesome in practice, because it feels like he's gotten a lot of opportunities. He must really look good in practice, because I think this is like the fourth team he started games for. You know at this point, he's not the guy. I don't really know why you would even play him. I'd rather give Luton more experience or put Minshew back in there. I don't see the value of playing him. I think perhaps that they just, based on practice, think he's the best one. I don't know. I'm taking Cleveland Browns. I don't really think the Jaguars want to tackle Nick Chubb in the second half of this football game. So I'll take Cleveland to win this one, 27-20 over the Jags.
Tennessee Titans and the Indianapolis Colts.
One of the best games. One of the best games of the week. Huge news out of Indy, where DeForest Buckner was placed on the COVID-19 list. I do believe, I gotta have to check this, but I do believe he did test positive. So that means he would be out for this game. It's a gigantic loss for Indianapolis. I mean, it's a big time loss ever, Bri, but especially against Derrick Henry and the Tennessee Titans. I think you can argue that DeForest Buckner has been the Colts' best player this year. Certainly up there with Darius Leonard or Quentin Nelson or whomever. I'm taking the Titans to win the game outright now. Without DeForest Buckner, makes a gigantic difference. I'll take Tennessee to win the game 27-24. That's a pretty popular score with me today. I could change it up just to have variety, but no, that's what I think the score is going to be. 27-24, Tennessee, let the doggies out.
Ross's underdog of the week.
Who let the dogs out?
Next up, the New York Giants at the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, mentioned this a little bit earlier, but Ryan Finley, the backup quarterback for the Bengals, will not start. They are promoting Brandon Allen from practice squad to start, which tells you that Ryan Finley should not even be on the roster, or at a minimum, should not be the backup quarterback, because there's just no logic there. You can't be the if you're not the next guy to go in when there's an injury, why are you the backup quarterback in the first place? Very curious to see how the Giants react to the firing of Mark Colombo during the bye week and the bye week. Do the Giants come out and play better again? Do the Giants come out and play the way they had before the bye, or do they take a step back? I don't feel good about Brandon Allen. I think you go with the Giants all day here. And honestly, Brian, I think the Giants are a sneaky survivor pick. I don't love it, but I'm not sure I love any of the survivor picks this week. There aren't like a lot of really clear ones. I'm sure a lot of people will take the Dolphins against the Jets. I think I'd rather take the Giants against the Bengals. I'm going to say the final score of this football game is 24-13 Giants. Lock up the G-men. What a world.
Your survivor / knockout / whatever you call it, pick of the week.
Next game is the Los Angeles Chargers at the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills. So Buffalo is going to win the football game. I think the Chargers will keep it close. That seems to be their MO. That seems to be what they do. Again, never a great feel for how teams are going to come out of a bye like the Bills, but I think they take care of business. I mean, that loss for the Broncos, I mean, for the Dolphins against the Broncos was big for them. Patriots lost as well. I think the Bills firmly see NFC or AFC East title in their grasp right now. And I think they go and they take advantage of it and they grab it. I'll say the Bills win a higher scoring game. I'm going to say 31-27, the Bills fend off Justin Herbert and the Chargers.
Las Vegas Raiders at the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going Raiders. Now, this is a dangerous spot for the Raiders because they put so much into that Sunday night game against the Chiefs. So you wonder if they're poised, primed, ready for a letdown of some kind. But the Falcons just got their brains bashed in by the Saints last Sunday. Any momentum they had, or let's win it for Raheem, feel like that went out the window after the bye week and with their performance against the Saints. I just don't see it. And I do think the Raiders feel like they're kind of on a mission here. Close game, entertaining game, competitive game. Ultimately, Raiders win 30-28. 30-28, the Raiders.
At the 1:15 Eastern time kickoff slot, the Baltimore Ravens at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I tried to argue with my Westwood One bosses that made it its own time slot and that we had to do the game, but it didn't go over real well. It's the only 1:15 game I'm aware of. But, again,
it's the only 1:15 game in about, what, 5 years before they moved them all to 1:25. No, I'm sorry. That was the 4 o'clock. Never mind. That was stupid. Just ignore my last 10 seconds.
The only 1:15 game ever.
Ever. You know, I was thinking because it used to be the 4:15 games.
I know. I know what you mean, Brian. Used to be 4:15, then they moved them to either 4:25 or 4:05. I got you. Wow, the lines come down to the Ravens now. Getting 4, that's interesting. Just taking a look at that. I like the Steelers to win the game. It's too much now. I mean, look, it's hard to give you guys a prediction because I don't know how many more Ravens players are going to be playing or not. But they've lost too much. I thought maybe this is a dangerous spot for the Steelers. They're going to lose at some point. Ravens rally. It looks like there's too many guys that aren't going to play for the Ravens. I'll take the Steelers to win the game. They've been so professional all year, so mature, taking care of business week in and week out. I've got the Steelers winning this game 26-20, Pittsburgh.
San Francisco 49ers or the Los Angeles Rams?
Kind of curious to see. If you remember earlier in the year, the Niners played really well and beat the Rams 23-16. Now, that was Jimmy G playing. Curious to see what the Niners look like after the bye. I wonder if the Rams have a letdown after the big Monday night win over the Bucs on the East Coast. This is a dangerous – I'm not going to pick the Niners to win outright. I just think this is a dangerous spot for the L.A. Rams. I'll take the Rams to win a squeaker 23-20.
New Orleans Saints at the Denver Broncos.
So I like the Saints. I think I said this on some of the other shows, even Money and Fantasy Feast, but I think Vic Fangio will have a pretty good plan in place for Taysom Hill, and I'm curious to see what that is. So I think this is a low-scoring game because I don't think the Broncos are going to score very much on that Saints defense these days. And I don't think the Saints are going to score a ton either. I think it's 20-17 New Orleans.
Kansas City Chiefs, Tampa Bay Bucks.
What a great game. Game of the day in that 4:25 p.m. Eastern time slot. Should be fantastic. I'll take the Chiefs. You know, the Bucks just, something's a little off with them. Doesn't feel like anything is ever off with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. So I will say that the Chiefs take care of business. I think it could be a really good game. Let's hope it's a really good game. I think it ends up being 30-27. I think it's kind of a back and forth affair. And I think Mahomes gets the ball last and scores last. I'll go 31-28. 31-28 Chiefs.
Sunday Night Football, the Chicago Bears at the Green Bay Packers.
You know, this could actually be a good survivor pick. If you haven't already used the Packers, this would be one. The Bears are not going to win that game. It sounds like Trubisky might be the quarterback. I don't know, but I really would be surprised if the Packers won that game on Sunday Night Football. I don't see it happening. I like sticking with the Packers in this one. I'm going to say that it ends up being Green Bay. Bears do have a pretty good defense. 24-17 Packers. 24-17 Packers. I think it's going to be Trubisky quarterback. I guess we'll find out. At any rate, you can lock up the Packers.
Your survivor / knockout / whatever you call it, pick of the week.
And finally, Monday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks and the Philadelphia Eagles.
You know, if you're really daring and you haven't already, you could lock up the Seahawks. That's an option as well. That's a little dangerous on a primetime game in Philly against the Eagles, but I don't see the Eagles winning this game. Let's put it that way. They have really struggled. I watch every second of Eagles football. They have really struggled. They're in a bad way. And the Seahawks defense has played well 3 out of the last 4 games. People don't realize that. I think the Seahawks take care of business. This feels like 24-14, 24-17. I'll go with Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. I'll also tell you about several shout-outs, Bri. We do the, I think we're done here, patron shout-outs, the end of every episode. So think about it. For $100 a month, you get your business shouted out at the end of every episode to tens of thousands of people. Are you kidding me? Pizza Boy Brewing, DynastyFreaks.com, Sportaculture, SteakhouseSports.com, Vision Comics with an X, and don't forget, if you want an easy, inexpensive holiday gift, get me to do a Cameo video for you. Go to the cameo.com or whatever, and sign up for me to do a video. I'll do a shout out for anybody you want for the holidays or fantasy. I've done a couple fantasy football roasts this week. Cameo app or cameo.com. Hook your brother up. I'd be happy to do videos for whoever you want for the holiday season. I think we're done here. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
Need an escape? Drop in to Pluto TV for a world of free TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows. The latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.